Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Faire on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Welcome, everyone, to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. Next week, on January 25th, 1985, the film The Falcon and the Snowman was released. Based on a true story, it starred Timothy Hutton and Sean Penn playing Americans who sold American secrets to the Soviet Union. The theme song was written and performed by David Bowie, but name the jazz band that composed and performed the soundtrack. Be sure to stick around to the end of the show for the answer. In the meantime, we'll start the show with a tribute to Wendy James, lead singer of Transvision Vamp. Happy birthday, Wendy.
Seems like I'm acting
changing glances, look into my eyes, as strangers often do. If you look hard enough, you can see right through. Thank you.
too feeble to let go. And you want to bite the hand. Should have stopped this long ago. Slither away with your skin and your tail, your flickering tongue and your rattling scale, like a real reptile. Had you coiled around? How could you ever know how I loved your diamond eyes? But that was long ago.
Oh, go now, you did set free. Another mother, so you'll be poor.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We started the show with a birthday tribute to Wendy James, lead singer of Transvision Vamp. They weren't that popular here in the States, but they were successful in the UK and Australia. We heard their biggest hit, Baby I Don't Care, from their 1988 release, Velveteen. Some local synth pop from Adventure Set followed. We listened to Blue Is for Boys from their four-song EP from 1985. Moving over to Sweden for something from Johan Lindell's 1985 album, Ghost Rider, we heard the track On the Roof. The Church gave us Reptile from 1988's Starfish, and nothing like finishing a set with some chocolate milk. You're listening to Sweet Heat from their 1982 release, Friction. Still plenty to get to here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
Sweet, sweet, my dream. There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
turn my head. Your threats and trials, my common smiles, revolts you in your torturous insecurities.
Turns to gray.
that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, and I'm Savoir Faire, your host for this evening. Be sure to tune in next week for another look back at the 80s music scene. Before I go, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. A quick recap. Next week, on January 25th, 1985, the film The Falcon and the Snowman was released. The theme song was written and performed by David Bowie, but name the jazz band that composed and performed the soundtrack. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Pat Metheny Group. The theme song, This Is Not America, by David Bowie, reached number 32 on the US Hot 100 and number 7 on the US Mainstream Rock Chart. If you like 80s trivia, you should be following me on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, where I post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, as well as links to the playlist and archive after the show. A quick chat about what you heard in the second half of the show. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark kicked things off with Promise from their 1980 release, Organization. Berlin followed with Pleasure Victim from 1982. Gary Newman gave us M.E. from the Pleasure Principle from 1979. Missing Persons was in there with Walking in L.A. from their 1982 debut, Spring Session M. Long before Ricky Gervais was a comedian, he was one half of Siona Dancing. We listened to Bitter Heart from 1983. And The Rescue finished the set with Tell Me Now from their 1984 12-inch Messages. Have a great weekend, everyone. Ciao.
listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.